Welcome back. 4:50, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And I'm joined now by Susan Crabtree, Washington Times White House correspondent, in her story that I read just a little while ago entitled, Who Foots the Bill When Obama Travels? I am still trying to get to the bottom of that, and I know you are too. Hello, Susan. How are you?
I'm doing okay. It's been a heavy week with this story sort of hanging over my head.
Now, this has been an issue for presidents in the past. I recall Democrats slamming George W. Bush for taking so many trips to Crawford, Texas, and campaigning along the way from time to time. But are there exact rules that have to be followed?
Well, there supposedly are rules. I mean, there's the president and all of his staff and anybody accompanying him on this travel. If it's political in nature, meaning if he's fundraising or if he's doing anything for his campaign, he is supposed to pay back the U.S. Treasury a fraction of the cost of it. I mean, we're only talking a fraction here, but it's supposed to be the equivalent of a commercial flight. And then he's supposed to pay for all of his lodging and food during political events. But the problem is it gets very complicated when he's piggybacking these events, these political events, these fundraisers, on official travel, like he did earlier this week. He went to Florida and he gave one speech sandwiched in between three fundraisers, and that was partially official and partially political, and so it gets really dicey to figure out how much of it should be paid back and how much of it shouldn't. And you know what? There's really very little oversight. Nobody that I talk to could figure out when they have to reimburse, how much they have to reimburse, and who decides how much they have to reimburse.
Now, have people investigated that? I mean, you know, have people who study the presidency, as an example, would they? Have you heard from anybody who's tried to dig up information and hasn't been successful?
Oh, yes, this wonderful professor out in at the U.S. Naval Academy, Brendan Doherty, he's writing a book about presidential fundraising and trips and called the Rise of the Permanent Campaign. And he was saying he is so frustrated. He was tearing his hair out trying to find, you know, basic costs for presidential travel when it's political in nature, and he couldn't, so he just gave up. And now he has just done counting the fundraisers that Obama has versus other presidents, previous presidents, and he also does count how many political trips to battleground states. But he doesn't try to come up with a cost of the trip.
How sad is that? I mean, you know, don't you think we have a right to know?
Well, I think I think that this is one gray area that the reporters have not been, there hasn't been any kind of hue and cry, and I feel like, you know, I get on my bandwagon. This story really sort of made it come to light because I thought for sure it would be in some Federal Election Commission reports that they had to report these reimbursements.
Yeah.
I didn't think that they would be all that much money. I didn't think it would account for even, you know, a fraction of the cost of crisscrossing the country on Air Force One. But I thought it would be reported. But what I learned was it wasn't reported, and there are no rules governing when the White House has to reimburse the U.S. Treasury for the supposed, you know, cost of these trips, the equivalent of a commercial flight and own lodging.
That's so bizarre. We don't even know if it's happening. What happened to this being the most transparent presidency ever?
Yes, well, there are a number of things that he hasn't been transparent on, and this is definitely one of them. I mean, I did talk to both the Obama campaign and the White House repeatedly this week on this, and they were purposely vague. So
wow.
They were just saying, we're going to follow the rules like previous presidents have, but they wouldn't. When I followed up with questions about what the rules were and, you know, what the terms and how, when they had to reimburse, they had no answers for me.
Huh.
They shut down. So it was interesting to say the least. I thought it was an exercise in futility, but then I thought, you know, people deserve to know that their information is not reportable.
Yeah. By the way, does he attend more fundraisers than other presidents?
Yes, he's had, according to the professor at the Naval Academy, Brendan Doherty, he has done more fundraisers so far, and he still has 6 months to go, in the campaign than other presidents have done in their whole first term.
Wow.
So he's done, like, I think 191, and I think Bush was at, it's in my story, but which was at 157, and Clinton was at somewhere around the same.
Wow.
But he, yes, Obama has done far more fundraisers. Now, his people would argue that he doesn't get as much. He has fewer, more donors, but lower thresholds, you know, that they give.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's true when it comes to fundraisers. I think that's true more when you're coming to internet donors who are giving, you know, $3,
yeah.
$10, $25.
Yeah. All right, what about vice presidents? They treated the same way? I mean, does the same thing hold true for Biden? If he goes out, he's got to do the same thing, or he's supposed to, his people are supposed to do the same thing, keep track of his travel for fundraising?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
And I, but I really think that, and I haven't figured this out for certain, but it's the White House, a military office for travel. It's called the Airlift Ops Center.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, you know, they keep track of all of the comings and goings of Air Force One and the various other aircraft that the president and his entourage can use. And they're the ones, I think, combined with the Office of Legal Counsel, the White House Office of Legal Counsel, that determines which is sort of the formula and what is political and what isn't and
right.
how much they have to pay. But that means we're leaving it up to the White House to determine this, which
yeah.
is odd to me.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, thank you for the update. Appreciate it. Who foots the bill when Obama travels? Check it out. It's in today's Washington Times. Susan, have a good weekend. We'll talk again.
Thanks so much.
Take care. Susan Crabtree, Washington Times White House correspondent. 457, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT, the truth.